The Great Greg Maddux by Deborah Meza. Congratulations, son. Your minor playing days are done. You've been called up to the majors. You'll be famous. You'll have fun. But before you pack your gear and hightail it to the show, there's something I think you're going to need to know. See, there's a pitcher playing there, and Greg Maddux is his name, and you're bound to run across him in Los Angeles in some game. So if you don't mind one last lesson, I'll just tell you while you're dressing about this ace you'll face up there, and once aware, you'll have my blessing. He may not throw for power or glower from a towering frame, but don't look at what he looks like, because he'll own you just the same. With an arsenal of weapons he can throw on any count, that ball will move like magic when Greg Maddux rules the mound. You'll swing at balls, you'll take the strikes, the hometown fans will boo you. Your friends and family in the stands will swear they never knew you. And all the scouts who sang the praise that you were stardom bound now say you'll look the fool and like it when Greg Maddux takes the mound. He'll get ahead with first pitch strikes, hit spots to suit his fancy. He'll hit like such a little girl, your coach will call you Nancy. Forget it, kid. You'll soon find out it's all part of his plan. He's done it to the best. You're just the latest bat he's fanned. He's the master of his craft, and when he gets onto a roll, he'll pitch with pinpoint precision and perfect control. And his arm speed never changes, no matter what the grip or pitch, because that's what they pay him for, and by the way, he's rich. They call him Mad Dog, and his matchups rapidly are planned. Like that doggy playing poker, he's got the upper hand. When he's dealing, he's a winner. But before the card game's through, this doggy wants his dinner, and I'm sorry, son, it's you. When it comes to painting corners, he's an artist with a brush. His sinker makes you buckle, and his changeup makes you rush. He'll throw a masterpiece, do your portrait, sign and frame it. Batter looking clueless will be what the press will name it. In the field of real estate, he's the proud owner of home plate, and he knows how it's important to locate, locate, locate. And all the umps who claim that just to meet you is a thrill will say, you'll eat that strike and like it when Greg Maddux takes the hill. With 17 years of 15 wins, this guy is so consistent, and as far as stingy pitch counts go, no one is more efficient. But don't think about it too long, because you'll find out soon or late that the inning's done and you're the only one still standing at the plate. He's a golfer teeing golf balls, and the baseball looks that big. He banks them off the breeze, and your bat swings like a twig. So quiet, please. Try not to freeze. Address the ball and pivot. As it swats the grass, the ground screw asks you, please replace your divots. He's a magician, and his game is smoke and mirrors, but don't laugh. You're just the lady in the box, and he's sawing you in half. Don't cry. You're not the only guy to cuss his own reflection. And don't question the umpire's calls, or you'll face sure ejection. He's the professor here to school you in a few choice words in French. His class is on the black, and your degree is on the bench. You're just another power hitter grounding out with all his might, who's just a shadow of himself when Greg Maddux toes the white. He's a surgeon in the strike zone, and his skill controls your fate. His scalpel is his cutter, and is carving up home plate. And if you don't like the prognosis, well, who cares? It doesn't matter. The ballpark's his operating room, and you're the cadaver. He knows each hitter's tendencies between the letters and the knees. With every hit and every miss, he sees things nobody else sees. And he's too smart to ever try to get you out the same way twice. The way he studies batters, it's his noggin he should ice. In fact, I hear the trainer soak his head after each game to cool off the computer we more mortals call his brain. So if you think that you can think with him, you're in for a surprise. You've a better chance of hitting if you swing and close your eyes. When it comes to comebackers, his position has no peer. He's got 15 gold gloves on his shelf. You ain't got one anywhere. hit it near him, he will spear it. Any flare, he'll snare himself. So if you hit it, better hit it somewhere else. If you think that you can run on him, well, maybe that's the case, but it won't matter what you think if you can never get on base. So if you want to steal a bag when he gets between the chalk, you better hit a hole and race, because there's no way he'll let you walk. But say you get to first and steal, it's the only break you're getting. Before you swipe another bag, he'll pick you off of second. Or he may not care and leave you there for some other strategy. When he's throwing from the stretch, nobody knows what that'll be. Fans love to see him get in trouble just to see what he would do. Watching him get out of jams, you could learn a thing or two. So if you think an RBI, meet Greg Maddux's best friend, an inning-ending double play of which your out's the end. Now, when you take the field and the pitcher slot is due, don't fall asleep out there. He'll hack and even whack a few. And when it comes to rounding bases, he's as smart as any runner. If it's a sacrifice that's needed, don't forget, he's quite a bunter. So don't rest when he's at bat, and don't snooze when he's on base, because he can take that smirk of yours and wipe it off your face. He's a hurler with a history of helping his own cause. His guile and wily ways have given veteran players pause. In his heyday, they yelled Mayday when it was his start they faced. They'd pray for rain and hope he'd sprain his neck and be replaced. And every slugger cried to mother, "See those three guys by the wall? Well, there's nothing getting out back there. He doesn't need them there at all." He started with the Cubs, then joined Atlanta's famed rotation, where he garnered raves for the Braves and dazzled all the nation. But Chicago rued the day they let him leave the Windy City, so they brought him back to play where, like the ivy, he winds pretty. And now he shines in sunny Dodger blue Chavez Ravine, where every fifth day on the mound a legend can be seen, polishing the diamond no matter what his number, 'cause gems are tossed when Greg Maddux pushes off the rubber. Now LA fans demand the owners of the team will hear their pleas as they buy season ticks to bring him back next year. For he's the missing link they think will send them on their way to what the Dodger faithful pray will be postseason play. So when you're 0-for-4 in hits and realize you can't buy one, remember he's won 4 Cy Youngs. That's 4 more than Cy Young won. With fielding assists and all-star trips and ERAs that barely exist, the resume of his renowned play is still a growing list. With 3,000 Ks and counting and well past 300 wins, fans stand and clap and photos flash. You think it fazes him? They're just some other stats to be bronzed on his plaque in the hallowed Hall of Fame with his face and his hat. Like Koufax, Mathewson, and Young, long after all his wins are won, he'll be remembered as a standout of his era when he's done. And when folks look in record books, they'll be sure to find his name, for he'll be there among the greatest to have ever played the game. Now, I may be just a Bush League skipper, that's all I'll ever be, but like Vin Scully, I know greatness when I see it on TV, so I hope that you'll reflect on everything that you've heard. With any luck, this lesson stuck, and if you're smart, you'll mark my words. Someday, years from now, when your career has gone its way, when you've racked up all those hits and runs and made those sparkling plays, they'll ask of what you're proudest, and you'll tell them all about how you faced the great Greg Maddux, and by God, he got you out.